Don't be surprised if over the next couple of weeks you're out and about in Lexington and all of a sudden classical chamber music breaks out behind you. The music will be courtesy of the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington. Their festival director is Richard Young.
The idea for us is to bring to Lexington about 6 or 7 musicians to play sort of flash mob style concerts all over the city. We want to take what we consider an amazing art form and show other people that aren't normally exposed to it that it's such a wonderful thing.
Now, when people think of classical music, they think of a concert hall and a big symphony orchestra.
Right.
So what you're talking about is exposing them to not only classical music, but chamber music.
Exactly. You know, chamber music is such an intimate thing, but it's also such an exciting thing. There's so much passion and emotion that's wrapped up in this music, and we think that that is such a universally understood thing, and we think that will really appeal to people. Most of the musicians that we're bringing in are pretty young, sort of from 22 to 28 age range. And, you know, we want to show a younger audience that classical music is young and exciting.
Other than people who play classical music, you find that folks your age who aren't exposed to classical music, who's not practicing along with you in the practice room next to you, are still as excited?
Yeah, you know, I think that people's appreciation and understanding of classical music doesn't really happen until they're exposed to it. And it takes a lot to bring a young person that hasn't been exposed to classical music into a concert hall, whereas our approach is, well, taking the concert hall to them. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to take the performance to the audience as opposed to trying to bring the audience to mm-hmm. the performance.
Now, some folks who are listening to this broadcast may not be really versed in the flash mob style, but of course they may have. Maybe someone's forward them an email of all of a sudden, you know, being in a department store and Hallelujah Chorus breaks out around Christmas time. That's kind of the approach that you're thinking about, but you're talking about maybe something that's a little more organized than that.
Yeah, you know, luckily for us, it doesn't require quite as many people as the
right.
Hallelujah Chorus, but we really just want to take this small chamber group anywhere. And the great thing about it is that it's so portable. We can take it onto a city street. We can take it into a bookstore. We can take it into a grocery store, for that matter, and expose anyone that wants to listen to this wonderful music. And I think it will be jarring, but at the same time, very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Jarring as in unexpected.
Yes, exactly.
So let's talk about that first day. You've got something planned to kind of launch it that hopefully will create some buzz.
Yeah, we are working with a few businesses on North Limestone Street in Lexington. Restaurant and Lexington Beer Works, which is a small micro pub there, and a few different places on that street to actually host a block party. And the way that we're going to do it is we're going to have each of our musicians at a separate sort of stop on that road. And, you know, people can go from one place to another and enjoy their solo playing and sort of help patronize these local businesses.
Mm-hmm. So it starts on the 13th, I mm-hmm. guess, goes through the 22nd.
Yes.
And it could just pop up anywhere at any time and anywhere, right?
That's the plan. You know, we don't really want to advertise where we're going to be. It
right.
would be not in the flash mob style, but yeah, there will be concerts all the way on the outskirts of Lexington to downtown.
Now you will have something that's a bit more formal, is that right? A couple
yes.
of times?
We're going to sort of supplement our flash mob concerts with some sort of traditional concert models. We're going to have a performance at the Tuska House, and we're going to have a few just planned performances that will be announced closer to the actual event itself.
And of course, you can stay tuned to the station here. I guess we'll be announcing those planned ones ahead of time, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Very good. And so this all is pointing towards not only just an appreciation of music, classical music, chamber music, but also getting the word out to maybe a non-traditional audience about the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington.
Yeah. You know, we are going into our 6th year at the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington, and we're just coming out swinging. You know, we have so many great things going on with, I mean, our musicians. Nathan Cole is just absolutely amazing. And anyone that has gotten a chance to hear him out at Phasic Tipton is just blown away. And he's such a local treasure. And, you know, we should be thankful that he's coming to Lexington, you know, once a year to play some chamber music. And, you know, with between our partnership with the Lexington Philharmonic on a composer in residence and, you know, working with local visual artists to commission a piece of work each year, we really think we have a strong thing, and we want to share that as much as possible with the Lexington community. And this July series that we're planning is a very good vehicle to show people what we do and hopefully to get some new audience members out of Phasic Tipton.
Mm-hmm. And also, I like the fact that you're also talking about the other chamber music offerings that are going on outside of your festival.
Exactly. There's the Chamber Music Society of Central Kentucky and the Chamber Music Festival of the Bluegrass that, you know, are both incredibly amazing experiences. And, you know, we want to share with other people that we're not the only thing. You know, we want to share and collaborate with all the other chamber music and classical music organizations in the city. And, you know, I think that if we can gather a new audience of young people, I think it's beneficial to the whole city. The more exposure and the more excitement about the arts in general, the more vibrant the city. I just recently moved back to Lexington, and the reason that I moved there is because there's so much exciting art being created there. Our concerts in August at Phasic Tipton, you know, there is a charge, and that, you know, money really goes to help build this wonderful thing that you see. But for this thing in July, our organization thought that it would be a very good investment to make it a little bit more accessible. And how do we grow our audience if we make them pay to get exposed to something?
Mm-hmm.
This July series for us is all about exposure. We want other people to see what our community has to offer and what our organization has to offer and, frankly, what the arts has to offer. I was talking to this couple the other night and actually just threw by the question, what would you think if you walked into a bar and there was a cellist playing in the corner, just playing Bach? They sort of looked at me with a very strange expression, and they were like, well, it wouldn't really fit. And I said, well, why not? And they were like, well, classical music just doesn't seem appropriate here. And I said, well, maybe that's just because no one's ever tried that before. Who's to say that Bach or Ravel or, you know, any of these, you know, huge landmark composers doesn't belong in a bar, doesn't belong in a street corner? That initial exposure, that spark that people can get from seeing a solo cellist sitting in the corner of a bar, might bring them out to, you know, our chamber music series in August. And from that, that might take them to the Philharmonic. And then from that, you know, it can just grow exponentially. And all of a sudden, you could have this person that if they hadn't run into this cellist playing in a bar, they never would have become a patron of the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, while that story might seem a little bit idyllic, I think that it's not really too far from what can happen and what we're hoping to do with our July series.
And it may not have been too far removed from what actually did happen 200, 250, 300 years ago.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we see as concert hall music now that was intended to be played as a drinking song.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a lot of people would be very shocked at some of the common themes that they know, that those are actually drinking songs. I think classical music has sort of gotten this reputation for being not very accessible and not fun. But, you know, 200 or 300 years ago, this was the game in town.
That was the music.
That was the music. That was the, I don't know if I should go as far as to say it was the Lady Gaga or Justin Bieber of the time. But,
no, I wouldn't go that far.
But it was what the people went to go see.
Right.
And I think that the more that we do as a community to share art, the better. Art is essential to life. And I think that in order to continue its survival and its growth, we need to share it with as many people as possible. And that's what better way than to just take it out to a street corner and play it.
Again, that's Chamber Music Festival of Lexington director Richard Young talking about their July series of flash mob style classical chamber music that will be popping up all over Lexington starting next Friday and going on throughout much of the rest of July. You can get short notice Twitter updates where the musicians will be playing throughout town from our WEKU 88.9 Twitter feed. The July series kicks off next Friday with a block party along Limestone Street in downtown Lexington. Coming up in just a moment, an opera based on one of America's best-known folk singers. This is Arts Weekly Report on Here and Now.